Real World Radio.
The fourth hemispheric meeting of struggle against the FTAA started in Havana. The fourth hemispheric meeting of struggle against the free trade area of the Americas started in Havana, Cuba, today. Over 1,000 delegates representing social movements from 30 countries are participating according to the organizers of the event. Unionists, politicians, academics and activists will debate until April 30th, aiming to plan alternative strategies to a neoliberal model promoted by the government of the United States. Leonel González, secretary of the Cuban Workers Union, told Real World Radio that the World Trade Organization militarization plans Plan Puebla Panama, installation of military bases and free trade agreements between the European Union and Latin America will be widely debated by the participants. Although the original free trade area of the Americans project seems to be stagnated, U.S. administration has been proposing other alternatives, such as bilateral free trade agreements, which have the same goals as the FTAA. The resistance of the region's social movements and governments to these agreements is also the same. González shared some thoughts on the new challenges that these bilateral agreements mean and some of the alternatives that counter-hegemonic movements are working on. Besides betting for the FTAA's definite defeat, the encounter's organizers believe the construction of new visions in regional integration, different from neoliberal agreement, is essential. One of the most outstanding proposals is the consolidation of the Bolivarian Alternative for the Americas, or ALBA, an initiative promoted by Venezuelan government and supported by Cuba, said González. He confirmed the advantages of the current Latin American scenario regarding integration and affirmed the commitment to a task that won't be easy.
Real World Radio.